Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 1039 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a woman I've been waiting to, for her book for the longest time, and now finally got a chance to pre-order it. And by the time you guys are hearing this, you're going to be able to get it. Samantha Bennington is the wife of the late, great Chester Bennington from Lincoln Park and Gray Days. And he had a stint with Stone Temple Pilots. But, of course, Lincoln Park is where we know Chester's work from. But Sam is just absolutely amazing. She's a life coach. Everyone's got to check out her work. She's an artist and now author, of course. We'll be talking about the book. Music business executive and a mother, which I guess is first and foremost. That should be on top on the list. And her son did the cover art for this book, and it's absolutely great, and a lot of talent in this family. Samantha Bennington, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for that introduction. Wow. You're my new best friend.
well, thank you. I'm thrilled to have you. The name of the book is Love Notes. Oh, I'm sorry, Falling Love Notes, Memories of a Rockstar Wife. And it is just absolutely wonderful, Samantha, that you took the time and you wrote this book, and there's a lot of feeling there. Can you tell, was it a difficult write? I assume it was.
It was one of the hardest journeys I ever embarked on. And it started about 8 to 9 years ago, closer to 9 years now that it's releasing officially tomorrow, November 24th. It was a very difficult journey. At my first go-around, I hired a ghostwriter, never being a writer. And then my brother, my youngest brother, who you'll read about in the book, David, he hurt his back and read the whole book, and I had not at the time. After you've worked on it and you've hired people to help you, and he thought, oh, my God, this is number one New York's bestseller. We have an author in the family. And I said, something's wrong intuitively, and I always follow my intuition. So I thought, if my little brother loves this so much, what am I missing? So I went back and I grabbed it. I started reading it, and you know what? She was an amazing ghostwriter, but it wasn't my story. So I had a huge deal. We went to go sign it, and I dropped the pen. And I said, I can't sign this. Something's wrong. That was the last signature. And I'm glad I did not sign it. I let that contract ride out. I went to try to salvage anything, all the money I've spent, hard work I poured in with the ghostwriter, scrapped it, rewrote it, was about to release it fall of 2017, and then the most unfortunate, tragic circumstances hit our family. So naturally, I could not even think about releasing my book. As a matter of fact, half my story changed, and I even added a chapter. So, yeah, it's been a really rough journey. I've cried a lot. I continuously do a ton of healing, and I really hope that this will help heal others now as much as it has helped us.
As much as it was difficult, and we all, you know, feel that, and you can imagine the pain that you felt going through it, I have to imagine that some of it was therapeutic as well, and part of any process is, you know, you go through all these different stages, and you, especially as a life coach, you know what it's like. You've been through a lot of things. You've seen success, and you've seen setbacks, and of course, now tragedy of the worst kind. You've seen depression. You've seen drug use. You've seen all types of things in and around the music business and around your life. I can't think of anyone who would be a better life coach for the majority of people I know than Samantha Bennington, who was our very special guest. And again, the book is entitled Falling Love Notes, Memories of a Rockstar Wife, and it is absolutely terrific. It is a must get, an absolute must get. And her son did the cover. It's wonderful. It's just so put together so well. Sam, getting back to it, therapeutic as well.
Thank you.
Yes, painful, therapeutic. all of the above. What was the biggest surprise you had once you finished the book? And you know, whether it's an emotion or it was a set of circumstances, any surprises since you finished the book?
A huge surprise. This is such an interesting question. Nobody's asked me this question before, so this is a really fun one for me to share. And I hope all the readers, you know, really take away a lot of healing tools from beginning to end. They're all laid out in this book. But for me specifically, what I was surprised is you will find out that I like the color pink now. And I write about color association, that's associated due to trauma. And for many years, I have not liked the color pink due to a traumatic situation that I can't tell. And so that, you know, I can't give away the book, that the readers, when they do read, I think it basically, I kind of spell it out in chapter one. So you don't have to go far down the book or the rabbit hole to get to this part. But for me to realize that through this healing process and really doing the work of healing, and tons of work, not taking anything off the table, seeing therapists, you know, healers, doing everything and anything you can. But for me to like the color pink, all of a sudden I found very interesting, because I didn't realize all these years, even speaking, I take you, the reader, from a journey from childhood to now, it took me to finishing this book to realize that I don't have to not like the color pink. I can actually embrace it.
I mean, it's fascinating, and when you put together colors with moods and feelings and everything else, one of the things that we'll all have to deal with, and I'm sure you deal with this as a life coach, is loss. And if you haven't, if you're listening to this and you haven't experienced loss yet, you're very fortunate, or you're very isolated, because life is involved, or loss is involved with life. And and Samantha, I have to imagine that so many people are going to read this book. For you, as a young woman, and a young mother, having dealt with loss, it's so important that you went back and you wrote that last chapter. And I imagine that's going to be a big part of the readership, folks that are dealing with young folks that are dealing with loss of a loved one.
Definitely. And that last chapter was so important, because I wanted everyone to leave, or I wanted to leave them more with hope, and love is the answer. And we are victorious, not victims. We all have these choices. And that would be my major takeaway for all the readers, is make the choice to live. Your life matters. Make the choice to love. Make the choice to talk about everything. Don't be afraid of anything. This is why I talk about almost any topic under the sun that I have experienced, so that we could take stigmas off the table. We should never be afraid to share with anyone how we're feeling or feeling. The people that love us and care about us, they want to know. Even if it's not convenient, just talk about it, and know that you have a choice, that you can be victorious and not a victim. We all have that choice, and we all have that strength. Just we need a reminder sometimes, that's all.
Did you write during all your emotions? In other words, when you were angry, did you write? When you were happy, did you write? When you were sad, did you write? Did you write through all those emotions, or did you take times off?
No, I did not write all my emotions. There were moments where, so this book was originally supposed to release with 12 chapters in 2017, and when this tragedy hit our household, I could barely breathe. It was just my responsibility to make sure that my son's mental health and my mental health was stable. So my book took the back seat. I couldn't think about it. I didn't care about it. I had to really do the work. I needed to be in therapy. I needed professionals, and even as a life coach, I needed professionals to come in to make sure that my son and I were doing this the right way. We went and sought healers. I'm very spiritual, so we had our crystals out. We've done everything, spent time in Bali with yogis, and really it was just about healing for ourselves first, and our family, and that means both sides of the family, my family, adopted, biological. It also means my ex-husband's family, who's still my son's family. Now, my cry down, drop to your knees, knock down moments, we were counting. I had five. And those crying were not written on pages. I really needed to not have writer's block. I really did not want my anger or I did not want to get misconstrued. So it was more important that I took time and wasn't rushed in releasing the story.
Yeah.
And that I did it and I could come across with the life coaching experience. But I'm not speaking as a life coach in my story. I'm really speaking more as a survivor. I am not an expert in suicide. I'm a survivor. This is my experience. And I have chose, my son and I have chose to live and be happy, and we are victorious, not victims.
Amazing. Yeah. Samantha Bennington, if you're just joining us a little late, or if you're just turning on your radios a little late, Sam Bennington is the author of Falling Love Notes. It is a must get. Falling Love Notes, Memories of a Rock Star Wife. And boy, she has seen it all and writes about just everything from her youth and starting out when she's 7 years old, when she was adopted. I know a lot of folks out there, we talk about that often with so many people, and children of adoption kind of bond together in certain ways. This is a perfect book for so many people. It's a success story as well, and it's not a story, as Sam just mentioned, of victims. It's a story of people striving through terrible times and just keep going, and her and her son are a perfect example of that. And again, Samantha is the wife of the late great Chester Bennington from Linkin Park, and you know his work, and just well thought out, just incredible work, just a great artist. And Sam, his book is a must get for everyone. Sam, having said that, the idea that we have a tendency to feel bad for ourselves, even when little things happen. Our car breaks down, and it's the worst thing in the world has happened. You know, we panic when all of these everyday life things happen, and we get to starting to feel bad for ourselves. What can you say to them? You've been through the worst of tragedies here, and again, I think people should hire you as a life coach, but just as we're talking here, what can you tell people that are just feeling bad for themselves over little things after you've experienced tragedy?
You know, I always feel that I talk about this quite often, actually, when you have a flat tire or when you have a loss, when you have any kind of tragedy, and right then and there, you're just so funky, and you're not feeling good, and you can see yourself or feel yourself going down that, rabbit hole and that spiral. For me, healthy distractions are a huge tool because they don't cost any money. You have them right there at your fingertips. If you're home or in your car, put on your favorite song that makes you feel good, that doesn't make you want to cry even more over your ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend. Put on... it's really simple tools. Pick up the phone, call your sister, call your best friend, call a loved one. Have a plan. This is what I tell people on a regular basis is always have easy distractions. When it's a serious, more serious situation, I always try to lean to have a family emergency mental health plan. That's something we've adopted after this has happened to our lives, and that's what works for our family now. But before we've experienced this tragic loss and we had normal life problems, we always have these tools. So whether you like to cook. Some people like to bake. Some people like to organize. Whatever it is, some people need those endorphins. Go work out. Go take a yoga class. Do something. Paint a painting. Even if you're stuck in this pandemic, we're all in a shutdown. Write your first poem. Play a guitar. Pick it up. Even if you've never played before, do anything. Those are the healthy distractions that I use as tools that you could look around your home and you can grasp onto anything. And I know that there's something that each of you like in your home. But for when it becomes a major tragedy, this is going to be some new advice that I've been sharing with others now, is have a mental health family plan action, just like you would a disaster plan. Whether you live in an area with hurricanes or tornadoes or earthquakes, now we are in a world where suicide is an epidemic. And let's take the stigma away. Let's discuss it. Let every household have a mental health plan. Call an expert. Know your hotlines. Just like if you have little kids, put on your fridge, you know, 911, you know, the fire department, poison control. Well, let's have a hotline. Let's have a suicide hotline added to that list. It's really easy, and you don't have to have mental health problems in your household, but to have it where it's accessible and your family member does come over, and they've been COVID tested and everybody's wearing their masks, right? We're all safe and social distancing. But let's say somebody comes over and they're embarrassed. They can see it. An action plan, start talking about it with your family. Just speaking about it more open, and that doesn't mean just suicide. That means any topic that is uncomfortable. Once we start talking about it, the fear goes away. So I hope that those are some grateful tips. But again, I'm not an expert on suicide. I just really want to be clear on that. Even as a life coach, even as a DNA theta healer, I am not an expert on suicide. I'm a survivor, just like many of you out there listening.
You are an expert on surviving, that's for sure. And I know a lot of people are waiting to talk to you, Sam. I have been very generous with your time here. I want to thank you not only for being here, but deciding to write the book for yourself. I mean, what a whole different experience that not only you and your son got, but that all of us will get as readers than having a ghostwriter. Just a courageous move, and congratulations on everything that you're doing.
Really quick, you know, when I ripped that up from the ghostwriter, she was wonderful, got me a great deal. Best choice I ever made by following my gut, because I wrote every single word of Falling Love Notes without a ghostwriter. I own every word on those pages, and I'm responsible for every word on those pages, and it's very heartfelt. So from my heart to every reader out there, I shared as raw and open and compassionate as I possibly could as a human. So I hope that everyone enjoys it as much as you did, and thank you for your time.
Amazing. Thank you very much. Can you give us a website, a social media site real quick before you leave?
Yes, my website is www.samanthabennington.com, and you can find all of my life coaching and how to reach me there. Right now I'm focusing on the masses and not individual coaching, since we're so busy with this book, but I will be life coaching soon again.
Thank you very much again, and congratulations, Sam.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Samantha Bennington, everyone, wonderful author of Love Notes, Memories of a Rock Star's Wife, and just an amazing story. And again, Chester Bennington was the singer, lead singer, and songwriter for Linkin Park. And again, he lost him to depression and suicide. And you can imagine the difficulty a wife and the mother of his child would have in dealing with that, and so much more that we could have talked about in a short period of time. Heavy subject. Suicide is a complicated thing, and she points out she's not an expert, and I'm certainly even less of an expert, thank God, on the subject. But there are experts out there, and if anyone out there is dealing with depression, reach out. You got to speak to someone. And there's so much left in life that we all haven't experienced, and it's a gift. The value of life is just tremendous. It's immeasurable, and the idea of suicide is a reality in our society. And Chester Bennington, and folks like Robin Williams, these high profile folks that that have taken their own lives. And again, everyone out there who's dealing with depression, please reach out to someone, talk to someone. It is a tragedy beyond belief, beyond death, suicide, because you leave others behind that have to deal with it and have to deal with your decision to take your own life. Yeah, please do not go through life not bringing up things that are bothering you. Talk to someone. Samantha Bennington, once again, is the author of Falling Love Notes, Memories of a Rockstar Wife. And again, she's a life coach and executive in the music business, and an artist, and of course author, mother, most importantly. And she's the mother of a son who lost her father to suicide, which is just a heavy situation, no matter how you lay it out. But get this book, and just a wonderful read. Samantha Bennington, Love Notes, Memories of a Rockstar Wife. Frank McKay signing off with the widow of Chester Bennington from Lincoln Park, Samantha Bennington. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.